From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. Researchers at the University of Idaho have recently discovered a new way to distinguish individual polar bears in the wild. They use their tracks. Now, this non-invasive method collects DNA from the animal's paw prints, which allows scientists to monitor the bear populations without having to disturb them. So joining us to talk more about this new research are research scientists Jennifer Adams and Lizette Waits, distinguished professor with the Department of Fish and Wildlife Sciences at the U of I. I want to welcome both of you to the program. So, Lizette, talk to us a little bit about how you actually go about collecting the polar bear DNA from their tracks.
Yes. So what we do is use a device kind of like if you're cleaning out the ashes in your fireplace, we use one of those scoopers to scoop a centimeter or two of snow off of the top where we know the pad of the bear has been pushing against the snow. So we first need to go out and, of course, find those polar bear tracks, which they often do on snowmobiles, and then sample 5 to 20 footprints, keep that snow frozen until it gets back to the lab, where in labs in Alaska, they are melting the snow, sending that snow through a filter, which will catch the cells of the polar bear. And then we receive the filter from them and extract the DNA in our laboratory.
Wow, that is pretty fascinating. So Lizette, what kind of things are you able to learn then once you have that DNA in hand?
The first thing we can do once we have DNA is just verify what species it came from. In this case, we're pretty sure it came from polar bears because their tracks are really distinctive. But in other applications of this method, you might not be sure if it's from a wolf or from a wolverine or a fox, for example. So we can take that DNA and determine the species. We can also take that DNA and get a fingerprint to determine the individual polar bear in this case, and we can determine whether that polar bear is a male or a female. So that allows us to count the number of polar bears in an area, and it also allows us to find out about their movements. If, for example, we sample their DNA from tracks in different places across the Arctic.
So Jennifer, do you use this process because just more conventional methods of tracking polar bears have gotten more difficult, or you know, what is the purpose behind this new method?
Yes, so it's a two-part answer. The first part being that, you know, we've all heard about and seen that the sea ice is diminishing in the Arctic. It's not only diminishing the amount of ice that happens each year, but also how long there is ice. And for the traditional methods of sampling polar bears, biologists go up into helicopters, and then they fly out over the sea ice, they find a bear, they dart it, and then they need to land the helicopter to go in and take different measurements and information and a genetic sample to be able to track the polar bear. Well, with the early breakup of sea ice, or even the instability or lack of sea ice, that becomes more difficult to land the helicopter. And we want to make sure too that that it's safe for the polar bear and the biologists needing to be on the ice. And then the other reason is that the native peoples in Alaska, as well as other folks, feel like traditional methods of, you know, darting bears from helicopters are really invasive and can lead to injuries for the polar bears. And it's also risky for the biologists to be doing this work. And so a switch to a more non-invasive methodology of being able to determine the number of polar bears that are out there, it is seen as beneficial.
So, Lizette, why is tracking these populations of polar bears so important?
It's important because polar bears are endangered in the United States, mm-hmm. and they're considered, you know, vulnerable globally. So if you're worried about the status of a species, critical information is being able to determine how many individuals are in populations and are those population trends increasing or decreasing. And right now, we actually don't have very good information on population trends in polar bears. We definitely believe their populations are declining, but we don't have specific quantitative data in the management areas across the Arctic. So this gives us one more tool to gather information about population trends, and gives us the ability to kind of combine this type of data set with other data sets being collected across their range.
Mm-hmm. So Jennifer, with the research that you're gathering, what are you hoping to do with the findings? Kind of like, what's the next step in this process?
Right. So as Lisette alluded to, we believe polar bear populations are declining, and traditional methods of sampling, it really limits the number of polar bears that can be sampled, mm-hmm. simply because of the amount of time and effort it takes to go out in a helicopter and capture bears. Whereas being able to spend time out on the ice and opportunistically find polar bear footprints, you're actually increasing the sample size of bears that you're gathering data on. So what we're hoping is that by combining traditional methods with these newer non-invasive methods, we will be able to obtain more accurate population trend data for polar bears.
So before I let you go, Jennifer, how many polar bears have you been able to identify using this new method?
Right. We have been using this methodology for two field seasons now. And across the two field seasons, we have detected a total of 16 polar bears. Mm-hmm. And we are currently in the process of collaborating and calibrating our data to data sets that have been generated in other labs. And we will eventually be able to determine if the polar bears we detected have been detected with other sampling methods or not.
Well, I have to say, this has been fascinating and I have learned so much. So I appreciate both of your time. Thank you for the conversation.
Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to share about our research.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, we're taking center stage. Introducing NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of Black-led stories from NPR's podcasts. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.